Monday, May 22nd, the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill of Lorain County, also known as NAMI of Lorain County, is holding its annual meeting and award ceremony at the Transportation Center of Elyria at 6:30. The theme this year is called Tribute to Our Veterans. We've got the Executive Director of NAMI Lorain County, Claire Seigen-Young, joining us this morning. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. We're sort of in a veteran state of mind, thinking with Armed Forces Day and the fact that Memorial Day is not but a weekend away. Well, you have something called Tribute to Our Veterans. That's the theme for your annual meeting. Tell us about that. Right. Why that theme?
We're presenting a brand new program starting up in July called Homefront, and it's for spouses of veterans who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder or brain injury. And we thought that this would be the best way to, you know, announce this new program by honoring some of the veterans in our community that have things who have had relationships with us here at NAMI. And we just thought that would be a great way to bring in the Homefront program.
I see that the people that you have help veterans, but also some are veterans themselves. Tell us a little bit about these gentlemen.
Yes, they are veterans. Well, first of all, we have Arthur Goodman, who's a World War II veteran. And the reason we picked Arthur is because of his longstanding support to the mentally ill. He had been on the Nord Center Board of Directors for a number of years and just is very, very supportive of helping and guiding services for the mentally ill. And then we have Richard Gunlock, who is a NAMI member for a number of years and is very involved in our support groups, and he's also a veteran of the Vietnam War. Next, we have Sam Felton, who's really very well known in the community. He's had a lot of reward and award medals, you know, during the war. And also, he's been very, very supportive working with some of the veterans at Valor Home. And lastly, we are honoring a woman who is on our board of directors and also is a 20-year veteran of an Army veteran. And she now is the executive director of Gathering Hope House, which she has helped a lot of the mentally ill also. So those we picked them for specific reasons of how they help the mentally ill, but also for their service. We want to congratulate them and thank them and, you know, bring that forward.
Claire, will any of these people be telling their story, so to speak, during the event?
No. What's happening is that our MC, Mike Farrar, who's a veteran himself, as he presents the award, he will give an overview of what they, you know, what they accomplished and what they're doing now.
We're talking today with Claire Seigen-Young, Executive Director of NAMI of Lorain County, the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill. You mentioned that Homefront program. Is this a national program, or is this something that the NAMI organization has kind of put together? Where does it come from?
It actually comes from NAMI National.
Okay.
NAMI is a national organization that helps families and loved ones of those people who suffer from any kind of mental illness. But this started with them, and then it's each state has a program. So NAMI Ohio is very involved in it. And now our affiliate, we've trained a couple of people to take the class and to be able to teach it. So it kind of sprinkles down from the national.
What kind of things did they learn, or what does this Homefront program do? How is it delivered, in a sense?
Yeah, it's a free six-week program. It's actually a training program. And what they talk about is they gain some practical, up-to-date information about mental health conditions, especially post-traumatic stress disorder and brain injury. And also substance abuse. And also it helps them understand the latest treatments so that they can help their loved one follow what is really the latest treatment for these disorders. And then most importantly, they help each other discover problem-solving techniques to cope with some of the reactions that some of the veterans have who are experiencing post-traumatic stress. And then lastly, it gives community support. They can come back as many times as they want for the six-week training, but then they can also go on and get help and support from our regular NAMI support family support groups.
Beyond the veterans, I see you're going to honor several other people in our community. Tell us about them.
Right. What we're doing, every year we have a couple of awards that we give NAMI members. And one in particular is a young man. I think he's about 22, 23 years old, Steve Vernack. He has been diagnosed with a mental illness and has gone through, some help for that and getting support. But he's also an entertainer. He plays the guitar and he writes his own music. And when he goes out to these different venues to perform, he asks for donations for NAMI Lorain County. And so far, over the past year, he has donated close to $1,000 to us. So we want to put him as an example that he's not afraid to talk about his illness, to kind of fight the stigma about that. The other person that we're, every year we give a crisis intervention training Officer of the Year Award, and Dee Bermudez, Sergeant Dee Bermudez from the Elyria Police Department, is getting that award. And lastly, we have the person who, when I came in as executive director, who was in charge of NAMI, Dr. Malcolm Peel, we put an award together, and we're giving that to Andrew Lobenthal from the Sheriff's Department. He's the jail administrator, and he's been very helpful in putting together and helping with the Stepping Up program, which is a program for our county to try and keep the mentally ill out of jail and find alternatives to helping them with their illness and whatever offenses they have committed.
We're talking today with Claire Seigen-Young, Executive Director for NAMI of Lorain County, the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill. We've spoken with people from the Lorain County Board of Mental Health or the NORD Center. How does what you do differ or supplement what takes place in this county dealing with folks who have mental illness?
It's kind of like if you want to think about the frosting on the cake of people come and get help and they get counseling. They may see a psychiatrist for medication. They get they belong to certain counseling groups. Ours is totally free, and we are just kind of the extra piece that people need, especially family members, because it's very difficult when you're taking care of someone who has a mental illness, and especially older people. I mean, we have many parents whose adult children who are 40, 50 years old that are still struggling with their mental illness, and the parents they need support as to how to go through the system, how to get some of the things that they need to help that person. So we work very hard with the family members, although we still do deal and have support groups for the people who actually do have mental illness. And the one thing that's really good about our program, and which is an extra special kind of thing, is that the people who facilitate our groups are teach our training programs are actual family members who are experiencing and have experienced some of the same things that the newer people are experiencing. Or we have recovery, those who are in recovery from mental illness and doing peer-to-peer support. They're highly trained through the state of Ohio and supervised by me. And it's nice because they're talking to somebody who knows what they're going through, and especially the family members.
They take it out of the textbooks and out of the science and bring it down to what takes place at the kitchen table, I guess, in a sense.
Right, right, definitely, that they can just sit there and, talk about, well, oh, wow, you went through this too. What did you do, to help with your loved one? And maybe sometimes it's even a break, kind of a respite to once a week or once every other week to go to a support group and to learn more about what is their family member dealing with.
Imagine how this is kind of grassroots and a lot of things free of charge. Is volunteers needed for your organization?
Oh, all the time. In fact, one thing that I admire most about this organization, when I came into it a couple of years ago as the paid executive director, I was the first paid executive director. It has been in place in Lorain County for 30 years. We celebrated 30 years last year. So for 30 years, volunteers have, maintained this program. And now that we have, a couple of paid staff, we're moving forward and we are, using more and more volunteers, people who really have a heart for, working with the mentally ill or just wanting to help family members. We're always looking for volunteers.
The topic of mental illness sometimes comes out into the media and maybe draws attention. Is there more, acceptance? Is it coming out of the shadows so that there's more people seeking help or trying to realize there is some hope for a condition that I have or a family member has?
Yeah, I definitely think so. We have an anti-stigma campaign that we go around. It's called Label Jars, Not People. We've spoken with middle school children. I go to different organizations because we need to start saying, you know, the stigma around mental illness, it's an illness, just like diabetes or heart disease. And I do feel, though, that more and more people are coming forward. But it's still, you know, it's still a stigma, but I do think that it's getting better.
Well, it's through work that your organization does and just this conversation we're having now, just to let people know about it. If people want to find out more about NAMI Lorain County or maybe about this ceremony and things, mm-hmm. where's a good place to get some details for that?
Well, you can always go to our website, www.nami-lc.org, and you certainly can call the office, which is 440-204-4390.
That's good. I'm looking at the website now. I'm enjoying some of the artwork from the Gathering Hope House because it's interesting.
Yes, right. And Monday night, we're going to have a display from the Gathering Hope House of the artwork that they've done. And it's some of it is just so beautiful and very meaningful. And we're happy that we're able to display it and to even honor some of those consumers.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate your time this morning and getting the word out about NAMI Lorain County. Appreciate your time, Claire.
Thank you very much.
Claire Seigen-Young, the executive director of the NAMI, National Alliance for Mentally Ill of Lorain County.